The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. A Leadership Fable. Author, Patrick Lencioni. The Fable. Decision Tech had the most experienced executive team imaginable, a seemingly indestructible business plan, and more top-tier investors than any young company could hope for. However, after its few euphoric months of existence, the company began experiencing a series of disappointments. So on the 2-year anniversary of the firm's founding, the board unanimously agreed to ask Jeff Shanley, the company's 37-year-old CEO and founder, to step down to the job of heading business development. And to the surprise of his colleagues, he accepted the demotion. 3 weeks later, Catherine was hired. Apart from being 57, Catherine had no real high-tech experience other than serving as a board member of Trinity Systems, another large technology company in San Francisco. Yet the chairman knew one thing about Catherine that convinced him she was perfect to fix the problems at Decision Tech. She had an amazing gift for building teams. A note about Catherine's methods. Catherine understood that a strong team spends considerable time together, and that by doing so, they actually save time by eliminating confusion and minimizing redundant effort and communication. Added together, Catherine and her team spend approximately 8 days each quarter in regularly scheduled meetings, which amounts to fewer than 3 days per month. As little as this seems when considered as a whole, most management teams balk at spending this much time together, preferring to do real work. The following part of this summary will explain the five dysfunctions of any team. Dysfunction 1. Absence of trust. In the context of building a team, trust is the confidence among team members that their peers' intentions are good, and that there is no reason to be protective or careful around the group. In essence, team members must get comfortable being vulnerable with one another. Achieving vulnerability-based trust, however, is difficult, because in the course of career advancement and education, most successful people learn to be competitive with their peers and protective of their reputations. The role of the leader. The most important action that a leader must take to encourage the building of trust on a team is to demonstrate vulnerability first. This requires that a leader risks losing face in front of the team, so that subordinates will take the same risks themselves. What is more, team leaders must create an environment that does not punish vulnerability. Dysfunction 2. Fear of conflict. All great relationships, the ones that last over time, require productive conflict in order to grow. This is true in marriage, parenthood, friendship, and certainly business. Unfortunately, conflict is considered taboo in many situations, especially at work. And the higher you go up the management chain, the more you find people spending an inordinate amount of time and energy trying to avoid the kind of passionate debates that are essential to any great team. Yet, it is important to distinguish productive ideological conflict from destructive fighting and interpersonal politics. Ideological conflict is limited to concepts and ideas and avoids personality-focused, mean-spirited attacks. However, it can have many of the external qualities of interpersonal conflict: passion, emotion, and frustration. So much so that an outside observer might easily mistake it for unproductive discord. But teams that engage in productive conflict know that the only purpose is to produce the best possible solution in the shortest period of time. They discuss and resolve issues more quickly and completely than others. And they emerge from heated debates with no residual feelings or collateral damage, but with an eagerness and readiness to take on the next important issue. The role of the leader. One of the most difficult challenges that a leader faces in promoting healthy conflict is the desire to protect members from harm. Hence, the premature interruption of disagreements and prevention of team members from developing coping skills for dealing with conflict themselves. Therefore, it is key that leaders demonstrate restraint when their people engage in conflict and allow resolution to occur naturally, as messy as it sometimes can be. Meetings and conflict. The lack of conflict is precisely the reason of one of the biggest problems that meetings have. They're boring. The ultimate penalty of boring meetings is bad decisions, and not to mention wasted time. But meetings are not hopeless. Team members can indeed become engaged in a meeting, but only when there is something at stake, a conflict worth caring about. It might be a conflict between the company and a competitor, or a conflict over how to use scarce resources, or a conflict about the best course of action to take to meet the needs of customers. So that when the team members passionately weigh in, suddenly the meeting gets interesting. Dysfunction 3. Lack of commitment. In the context of a team, commitment is a function of two things: clarity and buy-in. Great teams make clear and timely decisions and move forward to complete buy-in from every member of the team, even those who voted against the decision. The two great causes of the lack of commitment are the desire for consensus and the need for certainty. Consensus. Great teams ensure that everyone's ideas are generally considered, which creates a willingness to rally around whatever decision is ultimately made by the group. Certainty. Great teams also pride themselves on being able to unite behind decisions and commit to clear courses of action, even when there is little assurance about whether the decision is correct. The role of the leader. The leader must be constantly pushing the group for closure around issues, as well as adherence to the schedules that the team has set. What the leader cannot do is place too high a premium on certainty or consensus. Dysfunction 4. Avoidance of accountability. The essence of this dysfunction is the unwillingness of team members to tolerate the interpersonal discomfort that accompanies calling a peer on their behavior, and more general tendency to avoid difficult conversations. The role of the leader. One of the most difficult challenges for a leader who wants to instill accountability on a team is to encourage and allow the team to serve as the first and primary accountability mechanism. Sometimes strong leaders naturally create an accountability vacuum within the team, leaving themselves as the only source of discipline. This creates an environment where team members assume that the leader is holding others accountable. And so, they hold back, even when they see something that isn't right. Once a leader has created a culture of accountability on a team, however, they must be willing to serve as the ultimate arbiter of discipline when the team itself fails. Dysfunction 5. Inattention to results. The ultimate dysfunction of a team is the tendency of members to care about something other than the collective goals of the group. An unrelenting focus on specific objectives and clearly defined outcomes is a requirement for any team that judges itself on performance. It should be noted here that the results are not limited to financial measures like profit, revenue, or shareholder returns. Though it is true that many organizations in a capitalistic economic environment ultimately measure their success in these terms, this dysfunction refers to a far broader definition of results, one that is related to outcome-based performance. The role of the leader. Perhaps more than any of the other dysfunctions, the leader must set the tone for a focus on results. If team members sense that the leader values anything other than results, they will take that as permission to do the same for themselves. Team leaders must be selfless and objective and reserve rewards and recognition for those who make real contributions to the achievement of group goals. As much information as is contained here, the reality remains that teamwork ultimately comes down to practicing a small set of principles over a long period of time. Success is not a matter of mastering subtle, sophisticated theory, but rather of embracing common sense with uncommon levels of discipline and persistence. Ironically, teams succeed because they are exceedingly human. By acknowledging the imperfections of their humanity, members of functional teams overcome the natural tendencies that make trust, conflict, commitment, accountability, and focusing on results so elusive.